This is a recording of the Special Board of Directors meeting for November 11 through 12, 2019, to convene at 8:30 a.m. at the Megan Room at 6591 A Street, Anchorage, Alaska.
You can't have them. Dunk in the water, I mean. It's not a good thing.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, roll call, first of all. Director Hollis, Director Marsh, Director Parks, Director Reeves, and myself. And Director Henderson will not be joining us, and Director Crawford will be here soon.
Good morning. Well, you can see in the event we need to leave the building, the exits are clearly marked, although if you go that way, you're going to have to go around the corner. Restrooms are out the big door, man on the right, ladies on the left. So that's basically the safety minute. But I had one other thing. I think because there's no snow on the ground and the weather's really strange, we all need to be aware of changing conditions. So two changing conditions that I've confronted over the last 48 hours. This morning, there was a moose in the parking lot at work. Anybody who had to stop by the building, I sent Marty a note and said, hey, let everybody know there's a young moose wandering around the building. They're really darn hard to see without the snow kind of making a background for them. So let's keep an eye out for those. It's a changing condition we're not used to. And then, of course, if you had to drive through the fog on Saturday, I noticed Alaska drivers were a little better than usual, and they slowed down, and there weren't too many cars in the ditch. So when the weather's not what you expect, when the conditions aren't what you expect, you kind of have to make adjustments in what you assume is normal to maintain safety. So there's a safety minute.
Okay, so we have a couple of two-day agenda in front of us. Everybody's had a chance to kind of review it and figure out what we're doing the next couple of days. It's a great agenda. With that, I will take a motion for approval.
So moved.
Second. Is there any discussion on the agenda as it stands? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor of approving the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the agenda is approved unanimously. And now I will take a motion to go into executive session.
Madam Chair, I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 1025-175C1 and 3, the Board of Directors go into executive session to discuss and review reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, and to discuss legal matters with the attorney, the immediate knowledge of which would have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of going to executive session, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are now in executive session. So we're back on the record.
Yes, ma'am.
Executive session. And we'll start over here.
Okay. Well, I would have to concur with almost every comment that was made around the table here. I think the venue, the organization, the informalness of this session was excellent. Lots of great information. My biggest observation is, and I think Sherry said it best over there, you know, we have still a mountain to climb here over the next year and a half, 2 years or whatever through integration. And that really needs to be where our focus is. We can't lose sight of strategic planning for the long-term future, but if we don't get over the mountain, our long-term future is going to look a whole lot different. So I think we're doing the right thing. I feel good about where we're at. Can we make some improvements in some areas? Yeah. But I think we're in the right direction, and this is an amazing team all the way around. And I'm very honored and privileged to be a part of it. Thank you.
Sure. Well, I agree with Lee. My head is kind of full, and I think I got a little grouchy during some of the post-lunch, so appreciate the grace by which we kind of hold each other and allow for that. And I have really appreciated the authentic feel of the conversations that we've had, so thank you to the tremendous effort that I know went into the planning and the logistics to put this together in the way that it was put together. And I will just share that I got to see something that I haven't really seen a lot of, but I suspect it's there, or it's been part of this year of growth, which is the way that the leadership team interacts with each other. I mean, most of the time when we come in and there's this board presentation style, it just naturally comes off a little bit siloed and, you know, agenda item A and Roman numeral 2. But I mean, to see you guys sort of push each other, nudge each other, joke with each other, ask real questions, some of the best questions came from one leadership member to another off of presentations, or to see you guys ask the questions that are clearly keeping the other members of the leadership team on track. I mean, to see you guys operate like that five-star team that we have always known you are, but to see it in action was really a pleasure with this strategic planning session. And nothing gives me greater confidence as we head into all of these issues than the way that I saw you guys talk to each other and the way that we all talk to each other in this planning session. So I leave this totally charged and really excited for what's to come next.
Thank you. Stuart?
So the last 2 days have been actually wonderful. Yesterday, just getting some download of where we are, you know, from all of our views on the acquisition. I think that's very beneficial. And with that coming at the end of the hearing, it really made today be so much more energized. And I think how Rachel was saying it, just the ability for people to talk and interact and push each other on the leadership team, that was neat. One slide that came up today that I think was awesome is the near-term operational, and I'm going to add the word, and financial opportunities and challenges. And that really is what I see the value today is looking at what we're planning in the future, and maybe the board doesn't fully understand the long-term planning and what's the prioritization of it, but just how that interacts with the, you know, the future opportunities and challenges and where we can leverage on those to move the organization further forward and to put ourselves in a better place as a utility. You know, so that prioritization is key. You know, the other big thing I thought is the education, and it's not education just within our utility. It's really a regional, we're talking regional. I think that's key if we're going to move any of these, as we move forward and make decisions on generation and all, because that generation, as we learn, impacts all the way up and down the rail belt, or the transmission does. All those components are interlocked or intertied, and so that education is hugely important, and it's really us working together with our neighboring utilities. Important. So I really appreciate this. I think I do appreciate the relaxed atmosphere. I think it's excellent.
Thank you. Susan? I'm going to talk about process, because when I was first on the board at the time, we wanted to have strategic planning, and you know, there was definite pushback. It was really hard to get the board involved in strategic planning. And then when we first try to retreat, it was big white binders and written formal presentations, and you know, we felt burdened by it, and there was really no role under there to say thank you for all this information. The board really didn't have any board, didn't talk to management.
and then gradually that's evolved. And sometimes the very best things happen by accident. And I think that this year, this was such a fantastic session, and it was because everybody was distracted. And I'm sure you all thought the last thing in the world that you wanted to do was to come in and have 2 days of strategic plan. But you know, because there wasn't a lot of time for preparation, I think that stimulated that candid discussion and new ideas, and that was really good. And if there's a lesson for the future, it's that this is the model that gets value. But and then my last observation on all of that is that there has been a real trust developed between management and the board as a whole. And I think when we first tried to do strategic planning, there was, you know, what are they, the heck are they going to say, and they don't know anything, and you know, whether we care what they think, and you know, or what if they say the wrong thing, or if they take us off them for, you know, on a tangent or something. And the board was anxious because it definitely felt isolated from all the strategic planning decisions. It would just been, it's totally different under Lee's leadership. And Lee gets a lot of credit for this, but it's just really good, and I'm excited to have participated for these 2 days and feel like every person can say anything, stupid or not, and you know, no one's going to say, well, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. You know, you feel really comfortable expressing an opinion, and it may or may not translate into something 5 years in the future, but it may. And it's really good to feel. We put in a lot of time on the board. You guys put in way more than we do, but we put in a lot of time and effort. And the idea that maybe you're listening to something we say is really inspiring and rewarding, and certainly we hear every single thing you say, and we're flattered and rewarded that we get to, that you ask our opinion. So thank you for the wonderful 2 days.
Thank you, Susan. Eric?
Well, as I've been saying here, this couple of lines from an old song of Rolling Stones, something comes to mind. It's, this may be the last time, maybe the last time, I don't know. Well, this is it for Susan and me. And it's, I've really enjoyed being a part of this for the last 9 years. We've got a number of things done that I really wanted to get done. This acquisition is huge. If you told me 9 years ago that we'd be here today doing this, I would have been amazed. I mean, it's so cool, because I think it helps us in so many ways, so many levels. But I also am disappointed in what we didn't do. When I came on the board, the first thing that I got to do was to vote for the first phase of Fire Island. I was really enthusiastic. I'd been working on that in the legislature for years before I got here. I thought that was just the beginning of where we were going. In those 9 years, we've gone from 10% renewable, 90% fossil fuel based, to 12 and 88 now, or maybe 13 and 87. I'm not sure, but it's not nearly what I thought we might get to. It's difficult, and I know that the acquisition is taken up more of your time and effort than you've got to spare. But I feel like as a world, we're killing our world. I really think that you know, the way that the weather has been changing in just my short time here on Earth, that it's picking up speed, and I don't know that it's going to be the same kind of world for my kids and my grandkids and any that come after that I've enjoyed. And I felt like this was my chance to have some small effect on that. And now my time on the board is over, pretty much, and we didn't make a big move on it. And what I wanted to see out of strategic planning was a roadmap for how we were going to get over the next 30 years as SPP goes through its useful life, how we were going to get to an all-renewable future. Or as we said back when I got on the board, we wanted to go from 1090 to 9010. And I was told later on, oh, that was just an aspiration. Well, if it's an aspiration, then let's aspire to do so. I'm really disappointed that we haven't made a bigger move, or at least gotten that roadmap ahead of us to fashion the kind of future that we want to see. So there's work yet to be done, and I hope y'all can find the time and the effort and the strength to get there.
Thanks, Mike. I just want to say thank you to everyone for being so flexible. I'm so happy that we were able to do strategic planning this time around. Even as of last week, when the board had their little time together and I wasn't in the room, but everybody said, those guys are exhausted. Are you sure we want to do strategic planning next week? We can't put any more pressure on these guys. And I said, you know, we need to do it. It's a good idea to do it. And I stand behind that, and I will stand behind it every time, because I think things have to move forward. And I appreciate so much the fact that Lee and Connie and I'm sure the rest of the staff made this the kind of strategic plan where we didn't put more pressure on you, and that you were able to come and do your presentations and give us all the information that you gave us. I'm just amazed that with everything else that you guys have been going through, and you have zero time, and I'm sure not sleeping in for the last basically a couple of years. you still come in and are still thinking about the long-term strategy, and you're so progressive in your thoughts and your ideas. And I'm just super impressed with the presentation that Brian put together. And you know, I know he was in the hearings right up until Brian and Mark, you as well. So thank you, Lee. Thank you for being flexible, and thanks for the ideas that you had on how we could do this, even if you guys couldn't be in the room today. So I really, really appreciate it, and appreciate all your efforts to get us to this point. I think it was a super great process, and the information that we received was just incredible, and I'm super excited about the future, and I'm very happy to be working with this team and helping get us into the future where we can maybe meet some of those aspirations, Harry, that you tried to meet for the last 9 years. We'll get there. There's so much work ahead of us, but we'll get over the mountain and we'll get there. So thank you. Thanks to everyone.
Thanks to Connie.
Yes, thanks to Connie. No worms to make
no
us
worms.
All happy. So, with that, I will take a motion for adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, we're now adjourned.